Hey, podcast friends. Thanks for downloading our brand new episode. We really do appreciate it. And we want to say thank you also to AT&T. AT&T celebrating the grand opening of their new Heber location, which is 705 South Main Street in Heber. The grand opening this Saturday. I'm going to be there hanging out.
Fun.
Yeah, the event goes from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Now, we'll be broadcasting live, or I should say I'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1, and we're going to be giving away a big screen TV and a Roku.
Fancy.
And here's the big—we were talking earlier during the show about how customers camp out.
Right.
First 150 customers will receive a free accessory.
Like a phone case?
Something.
Headphones?
Something.
Et cetera?
Plus up to 6 months of free DirecTV for all customers who sign up on that day.
I'm sorry, free DirecTV?
I'm already an AT&T member. I wonder if I can somehow work a free DirecTV out of that. Add a new line of service, you get a free iPhone 6S.
Cool.
Who can I add a... You want to be on my...
Yeah, I don't want to be on your family plan.
You don't
want
to be on my family plan?
Nah.
It's a shame. You could also refresh your device with new accessories. $30 off of AT&T's essential accessories. AT&T, thank you so much for sponsoring our podcast.
Open sesame.
Open sesame.
Open sesame.
Open sesame.
And how about we start again? We're going to do exactly what I'm doing.
All right. How do we do that? Where do we start?
We start with excitement.
And now the search for the right psychiatrist begins.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now.
On Mix 105.1.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That's what I wanted.
I did that just for you, Justin.
I love it. It's a perfect way to start the day.
6:09. Thanks for waking up with us. John, Justin, Jackson, the gang is all here. Back to full strength. Well, I would say like 2.5 strength. Like, you know, Justin seems like he's still...
I'm here.
You're here, which we appreciate.
Well, and how dedicated have you and I ever been to this?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I might sound just as...
That's a good point.
Jackson might sound a little bit like me over there.
I know both of you.
What's
well,
going on, pal?
I just woke up late.
Oh, okay. So you didn't need warm-ups yet.
I'm still just trying to shake it off.
Okay. High today of 46. It is freezing this morning. It's 26 degrees right now. Oof. Yeah, it's not fun. Justin, how are you feeling, man?
Not too bad. I feel way better than I did over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so I turned the corner.
You're congested. You've got, is that some DayQuil? I see some orange tablets next to you.
Yeah.
DayQuil or Ecstasy? What are you about to take right now?
One of each.
That's why there's
two.
One of each, and things are about to get weird.
I've learned about every 3 hours, one of these is going down the hatch.
Every 3 hours? I don't think that's healthy for you.
Yeah, it's what's going to get through the day.
Your poor liver today.
No kidding.
I'd be worried about it, but I'm not sure if your liver has much left to go off of right now. So I'm
barely survived my 20s.
Hardest working liver in the room, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Jones is...
Whoa. I'm just over here trying to host the show.
Right.
We've got a busy Tuesday. We've got Wreck-It Ralph 2 movie passes coming up at 7 and 9 o'clock. At 7:30, Backstreet Boys tickets.
Heck yeah.
At 8:30, Rapid Fire Trivia for a $50 gift card. And it's a fun one, too. Today is National Rumor Day.
Oh, yeah. I love rumors.
And can we start one?
That was actually last...
That's pretty funny.
I was watching Friends last night, as I do with my wife, Jen.
Right.
And it was Brad Pitt was on, and they were talking about different rumors they set up for each other back in high school.
Right.
It was pretty funny, man.
Was it?
That's yeah.
So funny.
Let's start one through the building today.
Okay.
That'd be kind of fun.
Let's work on that.
See if it really goes somewhere.
Okay, and then report back tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't hate the idea.
No, I really enjoy it.
This is the perfect time to do it because Justin was gone yesterday. So we just need to figure out what he was actually doing.
Right.
And I know exactly the three key people we need to tell to plant that rumor and get it going.
You know what? That's really what it is. You need the key people to really launch your rumor.
They'll spread it fast.
And every office has those key people.
Oh, yeah.
We got ours.
We know them very intimately.
Yeah. Hey, a New York City woman just decided to throw herself a birthday party on the New York City subway.
Yeah, girl.
After birthday reservations fell through on Wednesday night, Amber, along with her cousin and a couple of friends, decided to have a birthday dinner right on the J train. The ladies boarded the train at the Myrtle Broadway stop in Brooklyn at 10:30 p.m. Now, they set up a table. They hung up streamers. They had a piñata.
Oh, man.
They ate lobster, spaghetti, drank bottles of wine.
What?
I'm so down.
They all dressed up. They made it like a Michelin star restaurant. And they said that subway riders either, since it's New York, ignored them or took a few photos. And she said that the MTA workers saw her but didn't say anything.
That's so New York. They see something and they don't say something.
Mind your own business, right?
So they just rode the train, threw a party, then got off and was like, all right, well, thanks for coming.
Okay.
And they left.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm doing that on Front Runner next year for my birthday.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
As we get to Justin's Showbiz Beat.
So it was everywhere yesterday. I mean, seriously, I don't know if you were anywhere that you did not know that Stan Lee had passed away at the age of 95. It was all over social media.
It was pretty big in this building.
Oh, yeah. All the nerds here.
Well, yeah. Our building basically shuts down when Comic-Con.
During Comic-Con.
Oh, that is true.
Right? I mean, like, there's no one here.
When there's a new Marvel movie out, when it's a Thursday, just no one works here.
No. The cool thing is, though, that he had already filmed his cameo for the next Avengers movie.
Oh, so he ends up finishing out Avengers.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So he'd already shot it, so they've got that in the can, and that's a good thing. But you have some audio from Hugh Jackman, don't you?
Yeah, so last night Hugh Jackman was kind of doing the rounds. This is Stephen Colbert, and so they had just found out that Stan Lee had passed, and he told this story.
First of all, if you ever want to get a real understanding of where you're at in the world, and you think, oh, I'm Wolverine, I'm walking into Comic-Con, this is my spot, right? This is a good day for me. And I was on a red carpet, and I was the only one on there, and no one was taking my photo because at the other end was Stan Lee. And there was about 300 photographers and interviewers just all on Stan. And I was just like, anyway, Stan, God bless you. You're one of the greats.
That's cool.
I forgot how much of an accent he had there.
Yeah, so did I. You don't. It's like, who is this? Like,
well, it's because he's always playing an American.
Right. Like, that's not
just
Hugh
become
Jackman.
An American then. It's just sad news. California, seriously, it's had a hard year. I bet you California cannot wait for 2018 to be over. The wildfires out of control. Robin Thicke was talking to ET. He was talking about the fact, he goes, you know what? You see it in movies when it's like a house burns down until it actually happens and you go back. He goes, you go there and think that maybe there's a doll, maybe there's a book. He goes, there was nothing. When he went back to his place, there was nothing but rubble.
This has become the most deadly wildfire, I think, in the United States history at this point.
Which is nuts. It's crazy.
Jillian Michaels, my old trainer from Biggest Loser, she went back and did Insta stories from her house and she goes, there's nothing left. This is where my kids used to play. This is where they used to sleep. Like, she lost everything. She lost a lot of her animals.
Yeah.
She was a big animal rights person.
Miley Cyrus, I guess her and Liam Hemsworth lost their Malibu home. I guess the animals that they had, though, they got them out in time, so they were okay.
I'm so conflicted on something. I'm watching the news last night, and they are only focusing on the fact that celebrities lost their homes.
Right.
And I understand because it's a sexy story to do it. But I'm like, man, like we talked yesterday, I have friends who were evacuated down in Southern California.
I have a ton of friends that were evacuated.
Yeah, like there's so many more people, but we're just hearing about the celebrities.
Well, I can do this. It's like, hey, Kim Basinger lost her home, or CPA Scott Matthew lost his home also. We're like, who's that?
But here's what I do think's cool. As far as I've seen on social media, not one celebrity has been like, woe's me. They're mainly saying like, look, we're going to be fine. There's a lot of people who won't be
fine. We are heavily insured.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Like, think about the firefighters. Like, I really do feel like the celebrities have done a nice job of not making it about them.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
You know what Guy Fieri is doing?
What's he doing?
He cooked and serving pulled pork to all the firefighters.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what I like about him. That's the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Billboard.com put together a list of the 18 best songs from animated movies. So it spans from 1981 to the present, and the only constraint was that the movie couldn't be considered a musical. So you could have like a song in the background or something, but it couldn't be tangled.
Well, they break out in song.
Right. Yeah, so you're not going to find on this list A Whole New World in Aladdin, because that doesn't really fit.
Okay.
What do you think would be like in the top few songs, like on the top three? What should be on there?
I can't. I'm jaded right now. I heard you recording one of them in, and I can't get it out of my head now.
Which one were you? Go ahead.
I got Happy stuck in my head.
Oh, Happy. All right, hold on. You're talking about this one right here.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it came from, which movie, but when you recorded that earlier for what you were doing, it is stuck in my mind now.
That's Pharrell. It's from Despicable Me 2.
Okay.
But it came in at number three. It was not the most popular, best original song from an animated movie, according to Billboard.com. So that's the style I'm talking about. Jackson, do you have any ideas?
Isn't Can't Stop the Feeling specifically for Trolls?
Oh, there you go.
So
was
good.
It Trolls?
Trolls, yeah. It's so good.
I'm afraid now this one's going to be stuck. All these are going to be stuck in your head. That's the problem.
So I'm good with Happy, and I'm good with Can't Stop the Feeling. They came in at number 3 and number 4. All right. So I'm totally happy with that.
That's not bad.
The problem is Billboard went ahead and looked into the future for the first two spots, which I think is kind of ridiculous because these movies aren't even out yet. So at number 2, there's a new cartoon coming out. I know this because Liam's pumped about it. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
It's a cartoon of Spider-Man in a whole new world or universe than like what the other Spider-Mans are in.
So he's in his Spider-Verse.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
And
too many Spider-Men.
There really is.
Okay.
And the song from Post Malone, Sunflower, is going to be in there.
This doesn't read Spider-Man to me.
I gotta say, it's pretty catchy, though.
This feels more Scooby-Doo.
This is more of a Scooby-Doo type
song?
Yeah,
this is more of a Scooby song.
So at number 1 on this Billboard list, again, the movie's not even out yet, but we are giving away movie passes at 7 for it, is from Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's called Zero from Imagine Dragons. It's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to always feel, feel like I'm empty and there's nothing really real, real. To me, that sounds like a song that's supposed to be in like a doesn't it?
And he's
like
going like really fast. He's got to be doing something like that.
That's a Disney Pixar song.
Right, isn't that though?
Those are good.
I didn't feel like Post Malone really hit the mark with an animated film.
I liked that song though.
Sunflower?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
That's
Sunflower's
a great song.
So there's two songs, though, when I was like making this, I'm like, why aren't these higher on the list? Like, I feel like if you're going to go back to like songs from animated films, where's this one? You've got
a friend in me. Oh, yeah.
Right?
You've got I felt like you told me it wasn't one of the main things, like one of the main Disney things. I consider this to be one of the main Disney things.
It's a theme, but it's not sung by an artist. It's not a musical.
Oh, I see what you mean. You just remember that's so good.
This is still like the greatest of the animated songs, isn't it?
You're right. I know, it's pretty good.
You're right.
Except for, of course, this one, which was too far down on the list.
Everything is
awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
I don't know. I still got Happy stuck in my head.
Awesome. We live in a dream.
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
Mine's Happy.
Get in here.
Happy.
Take it, Justin. Did you ever have to break up with a friend?
Well, who hasn't?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, both of you really just jumped out? Oh, I don't think I have.
Is that a harder thing for you to?
Well, you know me. God. You know I don't like confrontation or anything of the sort. Yeah. I'll just slowly phase someone out. But I had a friend who... he's been married, and then his wife's best friend was married, and as often happens, you end up having to become couples friends,
right?
No matter what, right? Like, that just is part of the relationship rule. Well, the best friend ended up getting a divorce, and she just recently remarried. And my buddy was still friends with...
the old one.
The old one. And it started to cause kind of drama within, like, the relationship that he was friends with the... ex-husband.
Right, because they became good friends.
Yeah, he's like, but we went on trips together. We went hunting together. Like,
right, it's like, I like this dude.
You told me to become buddies with him. I did.
Yeah, I didn't want to in the first place.
Right, and now...
I told you I didn't want new friends. I'm all full.
Now look at me.
Now look, I want to hang out with this guy. And the wife's like, nah, you can't do that anymore.
Oh, that's
your cousin
rude.
Drama.
Yeah, that's
so
horrible.
He had to go out and he had like a dinner with his buddy... where he had to break up with him.
That's horrible.
He had to be like, hey, man, this is causing a lot of drama. And so, you know, why don't we just shake hands and go our own way?
Oh, that's so lame.
And they did. And I'm like, this is the worst story I have ever heard.
That sucks. I would never do that.
You wouldn't do that?
Heck no.
Have you ever broken up with a friend?
They just phase him out.
See, exactly.
Just provo fade him.
You just all of a sudden become very busy.
I have not heard from Justin in over a year.
Huh. Yeah, well,
I guess I was phased out.
Jackson?
Oh, yeah, I broke up with my best friend when I was like 20.
What?
Yeah, she was being a jerk. Well, really what happened, I got promoted to management. We worked together for years and years and years in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I got promoted to management, and she didn't like that. I was giving her tasks.
Right, because you were now in charge of her. Because
I was now in charge of her, and she started being a jerk, and she started submitting complaints to corporate that I was being horrible to her.
About you?
Are you kidding me?
So I pulled her aside, and I just told her that it doesn't matter what she feels about me personally. We now have nothing but a strictly business relationship.
I could see you doing that. He
creeped away. He doesn't care either.
No. And she started crying, and I was like, why? You did this to yourself.
Of course you did.
Because she did, man.
Look at you. You did this.
You did this. She did.
If I ever have to do that again, I'm going to have Jackson do it for me.
I would love to be a professional breaker-upper.
Right. He's good at it.
Justin wanted me to have you have us meet here so he could say, and then he just delivers the bad news.
He'd be like, no, just so you know, it is you. It's not Justin.
Yeah. Right. He paid me an extra $5 to give you a hug if you wanted one. So I guess, do you want a hug?
This text says, I found out that my friend was a compulsive liar. She asked for money to pay rent, and I gave it to her. Then I ran into her at Nordstrom shopping. I broke up with her right then and there.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
Shopping with your money.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
That's why if you're going to give money, I feel like just give it.
Yeah. Don't give people money that you expect back.
Yeah. But see, then, I get like, she's like, everybody's going to be watching on what you buy, what you got. And yeah, the whole thing's just, it's not a good situation.
Morning, guys. This is Curtis. Hope all is well. I had a friend of mine for about 12 years, maybe even 15. We just recently stopped being friends because he and his wife got into a dispute where he left the house for weeks. And I asked about him, and she started telling me all of their problems with abuse, and stepson was getting into other issues with Facebook, and then he came back to the picture, and now she's mad at me because I know of all of the dirty secrets. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. You can't ask for too much gossip. You're kind of opening Pandora's box there.
You start pulling the string.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know.
Once again, it's better to know nothing, right? I'm good. I'll just be over here.
That's a strategy this show's taken for years now.
We know nothing.
A girl who was my BFF tried to get me to cheat with her, so I dumped her over text message. All right, so you probably were dating someone, and your friend tried to hook up with you is what it sounds like.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should break up with someone like that.
I'm going to agree with that one. When did you break up with a friend? Why did you break up with your friend? What happened? Give us a call. Morning, Cassidy. She says, my friend always chose her boyfriend over me, only wanted to be around me when he was busy. We were best friends since we were 4.
Boys ruin everything.
Hi, Mix.
Hi, I have a story to tell you guys.
Oh, let's hear it.
So me and my childhood best friend and my boyfriend at the time went and hiked the hot springs. We got a little drunk, so I fell asleep in the hot springs, and I woke up to him, her, in the hot springs. And then I yelled at them to get out, and I ended up camping the whole night with them, and then I took her home to her car. And I told her we could never be friends again.
You ended up camping? You didn't leave right then and there?
I'm too much of a nice person.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want to leave people in a bad situation. She had to go home. Parents explain why her neck was purple with hickey.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
So she had more trouble than I did.
Thanks for the call. That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
Right. I had to break up with my best man at my wedding. He was a salesman and would only call me when he wanted to buy or sign up whatever he was selling. I wanted to hang out, not buy stuff. Couldn't take it after. Could you imagine you're sitting there at your wedding? He's like, dude, I know you're about to walk down the aisle, but first, let me tell you about this new essential oil I'm selling.
It's perfect for married couples.
Have you heard of raspberry ketones? Right. It'll make you live forever.
Like, I know you got a big night coming up tonight, and this stuff right here. Yeah.
Listen, I'll buy it right now. All you have to do is pay for the first year up front, and then after that, it's on a monthly basis.
Right.
What is it going to take? I'd be like, I'm about to do my vows, man.
Yeah, right. Pal.
Did you know that we're expected to gain about 6 pounds over the holiday season?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
6 whole pounds.
That's
America.
A lot.
Right? Not only that, today's a very special day. Do you know why?
Why?
Today is the day that we officially give up on being healthy until 2019.
We're like, the hell with it.
We
you know
did
what?
It.
Let's go out for pizza.
Right, exactly. We learned yesterday that KFC has chicken and waffles. And it's like a sandwich, Justin, where they have like a waffle for the bread, then they put the fried chicken in the middle. So,
how are you feeling about KFC for lunch?
I'm on board.
All right, cool.
See, the average person will gain 6 pounds. Only 12% of us Utahns will make it through without gaining any weight from now until the new year.
Wow.
We are going to overeat on 13 separate occasions.
Are you kidding me? 13 different times?
Between Thanksgiving and January 1st. You go, Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Thursday.
Black Friday?
Yeah.
That's only four.
Listen, this is bad news because I've already had two Thanksgiving dinners.
New Year's Eve day.
Wait a minute, Jackson, you've already had two Thanksgiving dinners?
Yeah. We're on to my friends celebrate early.
Wow. What, do you have 2 pounds now already?
Yeah, you're ahead of the
game. I don't want to talk about it.
We are going, 51% of us will stop exercising during the holiday season. Done and done. 34% of us already have our New Year's resolution plan to undo the damage. So we're already going like, look, I know I'm going to be a mess from now till the end of the year. But come January 1st, juice cleanse.
New year, new me.
That's right. Every single year. Justin's Showbiz Beat.
So I wasn't going to do the story because I think that you guys talked about Toy Story 4 and the teaser yesterday.
Yeah.
But you were just playing something over there that sounded like Toy Story, but I'm not sure if it was Toy Story.
So yesterday they released the first teaser trailer for Toy Story 4.
Right.
And today they released a new one. That's not even a trailer. It's just like two new characters, which are Key and Peele. If you ever watch Key and Peele.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's just them mocking all the Toy Story characters.
Do you have audio?
No. I just listened to it to see if it was... I know it was Toy Story. It should have been appropriate. I should have grabbed it. But I posted it up online at mix1051utah.com.
Can I have the same conversation next hour and we will have audio?
I don't know, man. You're really trying to raise the bar to a level that...
Yeah, I was out yesterday, so I got to cram 2 days worth of work into one.
You're hopped up on cold medicine. You're asking me to do things that usually you wouldn't ask me to do.
That's really because I'm about to take pill 3 and 4.
Oh, man.
And so, things are going to get really good around here.
We're going to have a DayQuil intervention tomorrow.
Right. Christina Aguilera, she had a show in New Orleans, but she was there a day early. And so she went out, you know, which they do sometimes.
Yeah.
And the band was up there playing. She was enjoying the band so much. And she went up to ask if she could jam with them, and they denied her.
I have the video.
Okay.
It's up online. I will say this in the singer's defense. I don't think he knew who she was.
You know what? Because is it... like a rock band or a different kind of band
They're
that doesn't
a house
really
band
know who Christina Aguilera might be.
I don't know if I would recognize her. She's not top of mind for me.
Right. Does she look like Christina Aguilera that we see on TV, or is she like, I'm in my sweats and I'm not show ready?
Well,
Christina.
No, she's out at a club, so she's put together, but I'm telling you, like...
I don't recognize people that I know personally on the street. I'm just not that observant, I don't think.
And she never says, hi, I'm Christina Aguilera. She's just like, hey, can I jam with you?
She's just some blonde now that was trying to get on stage
with
them.
And the singer's like, no.
No?
Go sit down.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Wait till they hear that story. Now they're going to be like, oh, man, we should have done it. Hey, the Elf reboot has been canceled. No network wants to pick up a show about a cat eating alien.
I'm not shocked by this announcement.
But I kind of wanted to watch it.
Just go back and find some of the old ones on YouTube.
It's just different. I kind of wanted to watch the whole thing
now.
You
want something new?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Eh.
You know what? ALF 2.0?
I was never as excited about ALF as you.
Oh. You were the most excited person in the world, actually.
Right.
All right. That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right. Thank you, Justin. A solid 3-way race today for Choose the News. 7:39. Good morning to you. Again, for voting, we'll put you into a drawing for Backstreet Boys tickets. They'll be here next year. Justin, go ahead. Tell everyone your tease one more time.
My tease. Who wants to hear about Monopoly for millennials?
Jackson.
This guy is dedicated to fighting fires.
And I'm John. Mine is, you may now kiss the hologram. Baxter is saying, oh, I was about to vote Justin, but then John sounded so weird, afraid I got to go with John today. Sorry, Justin, but feel better.
Oh, hey, thank you.
That's from Baxter.
You should be afraid to vote for John.
I know.
I did have someone say, I've never once in my life voted for John, but today I am.
I'm afraid that yours is probably true from what your tease is. That scares me.
I know. What's worse? If it's an actual true story?
Right.
Or if it's just a clickbait? Got to go with John's story this morning. Love the show. I listen every morning on my commute. Backstreet Boys forever. Natalie and Draper. My vote is for Justin. I love Monopoly. I want to hear what's new. Also, I really want to win Backstreet Boys. That's from Cindy. I'll tell you, we have a lot of Backstreet Boys fans is what we have over here.
Yeah, we do.
Morning, guys. Justin, I hope you're feeling better. Today, I'm voting for John. I want to hear about Millennial Monopoly from Justin. This one has got to be good, outlandish, ridiculous, not real life. Oh, it's a true story. Courtney is going for me. I'm intrigued by Jackson's story. My daughter wants John's story about kissing a hologram. She's seven. That's my demo. Said it before, I'll say it again.
She doesn't even know what a hologram is.
Hey, they're in Star Wars movies.
Oh, gotcha.
And the winner today with 35% of the votes, John!
Yeah!
All right, John. Get it, buddy.
Don't let us down.
I believe in you.
I got a good story, so don't let us down. What do you got? Lay it on us.
I gotta do that. There's this guy from Tokyo, Japan. He recently married an animated hologram because he distrusts real woman.
Oh.
He began his... This is where it starts to get creepy, by the way.
Okay.
This is where it starts.
It's so... All right.
He began his relationship with 16-year-old virtual pop star... something Miku earlier this year before tying the knot in front of 40 guests.
Oh.
Shockingly, his family did not attend the $18,000 ceremony.
Wow. What's the money behind it?
Yeah, he dropped some money.
He says that he has been thinking about her every day. She is the woman that he loves a lot and also the one who saved him. Diversity in society has been long called for. We must consider all kinds of love and all kind of happiness.
Sure.
During the ceremony, the pop star Miku was actually projected in front of the crowd as they said the vows.
She looked very beautiful.
Yes. I think for a hologram.
Yeah.
It was amazing. How do you attend this?
I don't know.
As a friend?
And if the state, the country, the city, whatever.
At some point.
It's an image.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it for a lot of reasons. One,
don't you have to sign something?
It's a 16-year-old
right
pop star who's a hologram.
Yeah.
That would be... I don't have a good reference because they're all over 18 now. I was going to go with like a Selena Gomez or something.
Yeah,
but
they're all getting older.
Yeah, I can't think of one who's like...
They look young.
Seven, like a Sabrina Carpenter maybe?
I don't know.
Well,
how old
I think
she is.
She's 18.
Is she 18 also?
Yeah. All I know is that I hate going to weddings in the first place. But it... Here's the problem. If you refuse to go to your friend's progressive computer wedding,
uh-huh,
then all of a sudden you're a bigot. And I'm like, no, it's not because you're marrying a computer. It's like whatever you want to do, man. But I don't want to be involved because I hate weddings.
Right.
And what do you even wear to a hologram wedding? You know what I mean?
We'll take the other two stories. They'll be put up online at mix1051utah.com. We tell them each and every day in our podcast as well. Thanksgiving, it is right around the corner, a week from Thursday.
Which is blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, and I'm beginning to get this ulcer in my stomach because this is the first time in, 15 years probably, that Jen and I are blending families.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
You got people coming to town.
Yeah, I got my mom's coming to town.
And Jen's already got some family here.
And Jen's family lives here.
Got it.
And
you're all doing one dinner, huh?
Yeah.
Is it at your place?
It's at our place.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Ambitious.
It's going to be a lot, and I will say that they don't always get along the best.
Sure.
So I'm stressed about what is going to be, especially Jen's grandma, Grandma Dolores, who I love. Is 80-something years old.
No filter.
And loves to stir the pot. She loves to just drop a bomb and see what happens because she's at that age. Well, why not?
That's why Dolores is my favorite person.
Exactly.
Told you not to do that. That's why the turkey's dry.
Like, I've already had multiple conversations. Like, will someone please tell Grandma Dolores to just be nice? Just be nice and not say anything because I don't want...
Do it for the kids, Grandma.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need Thanksgiving to be one of those where everyone talks about for the next... 50 to 60 years.
Gosh, roll tape if it happens, man.
So it got me thinking, though, what is the elephant in the room at your Thanksgiving? Mine is that my in-laws do not get along. I love both sides. I hate being in the middle, but it's going to be one of those walking on eggshells kind of days.
Yeah, we have one that just talks and tells random stories, and the rest of us just ignore the whole thing.
Like the whole time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's over there just talking away. We're always like... All right, don't make eye contact. So are we going to do this after? You know, it's just, I feel bad. Nobody's listening, but the stories really don't have any point and they don't go anywhere.
Kylie says, the elephant in the room is that we all hate my brother-in-law and blame my sister for inflicting him upon us.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Well, usually we're all just sitting around waiting for my uncle to drop some sort of politics talk.
Uh-huh.
Because he likes to get up and give TED Talks about gun rights and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But really, the rest of them are pretty much too high or drunk to do much of anything. My grandpa usually at some point, if he needs to cut the tension, will take us out to the field and we'll go shoot cans or whatever.
Right.
But that's pretty much Thanksgiving
at
my house.
It's quite a Thanksgiving is what you've got.
Now you can always get out of it too, because you can always just rip the Band-Aid off and say, hey, you know what? I think the stores are open. Let's go shopping.
Yeah.
And you can just bail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not especially now. I don't mind
we
that.
Mostly it's just us avoiding talking about each other's addictions.
I wanted to jump in to Savannah text saying that it's Chloe's birthday today. Chloe, happy birthday. 8 years old. Favorite part of the day, she says, is listening to our show. So, Chloe, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're talking about what is the elephant in the room at your Thanksgiving. This says, my little sister, she's dating a high school dropout who everyone hates.
Oh, no.
My favorite's when you bring someone home.
Yeah, when you bring that random person, too.
Yeah. Oh, this one's good. I went to Thanksgiving last year, and I'm now coming again this year, but dating a different brother.
Oh, in the same family?
Oh,
girl, you cannot go to that Thanksgiving.
Yes, you can. You shall.
Just
not
own
if
it.
You're dating.
Just own it.
You can go to that Thanksgiving when you have been married.
But not
under
until
the
then?
Eyes of the law and the Lord.
Yeah, maybe you should go to your
but
family
but not
this
until
year.
Then.
Oh, we haven't told my in-laws that we are moving 10 hours south. And we're not going to until after Thanksgiving. Everyone in the room already knows but them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody's just going to slip. You watch.
It'll happen.
Yeah, yep. It's going to come out right before you even have the talk. And then you're going to be the person that didn't bring him in the fold.
Alyssa says, my in-laws are coming for Thanksgiving. The elephant in the room is that we're having a baby in 5 weeks, and we didn't invite her to be here when he's born. So it's awkward because she's already tried to guilt us, but my mom bought her plane tickets, and we both want my mom there, not his.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Awkward.
You know there's going to be things said, like, like slyly, under the breath.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And then throughout the night, just get louder and louder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We've got every cliche family member, but the worst is we're the only childish couple on my husband's side, and there are not so subtle allusions pretty frequently. Oh, that would stink. Like, look, we'll do it at our own time. Thanks, Aunt Fran. Mm-hmm. We're good right now. My sister just had a baby, but the baby doesn't look like the mom or the dad at all. We've been told not to bring it up at Thanksgiving.
Who told you not to bring it up? Well, like a family email that went out? Right? Like, hey, we know it doesn't look like Kurt and Cindy, but nobody bring that up.
Some of us know that my sister had a short relationship with a guy before getting back together with her now fiance.
Oh, no.
Oh, everyone knows.
Oh.
That's even worse when it's something, it's not even a secret. It's something everyone knows, but you just can't bring up.
Yeah, snap photos and send it to us after Thanksgiving. We'll be the judge.
Okay, we need a follow-up from two people. Yes. We need a follow-up from
the brother.
The brother
lover.
Definitely the brother lover. And then number two, we need a follow-up from the baby who looks like no one, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, perfect. Justin is back in today after taking a sick day yesterday.
I'm back.
Hopped up on a cold medicine. I don't believe you're supposed to take DayQuil every other hour, but
my heart's going a little fast.
Yeah, I can only imagine what's going on over there. But last week you left us talking about how your daughter Brooke was going to bring home an iBaby.
Yeah, so the iBaby was home last night. So the iBaby goes back to school today, and then so they have it through the day, and then she turns it back in.
So this is part of a parenting class?
Yeah, it's like a child development parenting type situation. I'm not exactly which class it is, but I know that she had it for 30 hours.
Okay, so she checked it out, and she brought home. Does it look like a Gigapet? What does it look like?
No, it looks like a real baby.
Oh.
I got to say, it's come a long way. Because yesterday, so I was down. When they got home from school, I came out of the bedroom, and I was like, holy cow. I thought it was going to be very dollish. It was very lifelike.
Does it move around?
It makes all kinds of noises. And, you know, with technology today, the noises are very real.
Yeah.
You know, the arms and legs and everything moves. So you got to pick it up and do all kinds of stuff with its actual weight.
Okay.
As a baby.
So it kind of gets tiresome if you have to carry it.
Right. And so the cool thing was is when the baby starts to cry, if you ignore it, it gets louder and louder. But see, the teacher has programmed it to do all these different things. So then you have to pick the baby up and try to figure out what does it need. Does it need to be fed? Does it need to be changed? Does it need to be burped? What's the issue?
So what do you do if it needs to be fed? You can't give it like an... Is there like a computerized bottle that you're...
Yes, there is. Yeah. There's a virtual bottle. And you can hear it. You can sound like it's drinking because then you know it's done eating when the drinking sound stops.
Then you got to burp it.
And then in a little while, you got to change it because it's got two different sets of diapers. So it knows with the sensors whether or not it's been changed or not.
You have to change the diaper of this robot?
Uh-huh. It's pretty crazy.
Now, Jackson, you've done this.
Yeah.
So you've experienced all that Justin's talking about.
Scared me away from having kids ever.
I already sent the text message this morning. Like, how did the night go?
Yeah.
Tired. Was up all night. Because the baby was crying
all
night.
You are. It's messed up to do to kids.
But you have school today.
I guess I don't care. You know, while hormones are flying, this is going to teach you some kind of a lesson.
Wow.
Right? And I said, I'm like, well, how's Brooke feel about children right now? How many does she want to have? And she's like, none.
Yeah.
She's good.
All right.
Now, keep in mind, while you have to do all that, the baby's neck also has a sensor in it.
Uh-huh.
So that if it gets bent too far one way, then you fail because you broke your baby's neck because you weren't supporting the head.
So you even have to carry the baby, correct? You
can't baby.
Can't just hold the baby by an arm and walk around like my kids do with their dolls, is what you're saying.
No, when you went to school in the 90s like we did, I had an egg. You just had to not crack it.
Give me an egg, man.
All day long, I feel like you and I got off.
Was it in a bag of flour also?
Schools did that.
Yeah.
Also, here's what you do. You go home, you leave that in the living room while you play video games.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go scoop it up on your way to school the next day.
It's fantastic.
All you have to do is to remember it. That's it.
Not the eye baby.
Now, did your wife Lori help out? Like, was she there with Brooke in the middle of the night helping feed this baby?
Not through the middle of the night, but I do remember Brooke was like, I have to take a bath.
Yeah.
So if the baby's, and see, the thing is, Brooke has this bracelet on. That's how, you know, the teacher's got you attached to it.
Oh, okay.
And so she's like, well, I have to take a bath. So will you watch the baby? Hopefully I can get out of the bath before it starts to cry.
Oh, man.
And it was starting to
cause a fuzz. Did you not get a babysitter key?
I didn't look that much into it. At that point in time, I'm like, I have a cold. I'll be in the other room. You don't want me to get the baby sick.
Well, because you as the parent get a parent key that is attached to you and you can't take it off.
Yeah.
Like the teacher removes the parent key. But you can get a babysitter key so the teacher knows whether or not you are the one that's taking care of the baby or a parent or something.
This sounds miserable.
How do I get
my kids out of this class? Because I don't want to deal with it.
You don't have to take
it. Oh, thank goodness. And we'll be fine.
It's 30 long hours.
Beth said that I had that baby for Monday to Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We got snowed out of school on Wednesday. Then Thursday and Friday, there was no school. Then snowed out on Monday and Tuesday.
Holy cow.
The baby's battery died before we got to school. Stupid Iowa weather.
Oh, yeah.
Got an Iowa listener right there, Justin.
I grew up in Iowa. I know that weather.
Got a text saying, hey, Triple J, just giving you an update. Only 999 hours until Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas happened at my house over the weekend.
Did it?
Yeah, it's there.
I'm not sure how my kids, Liam and Ella, Liam's 6, Ella's 4, figured out that the Alvin and the Chipmunks have a Christmas song.
But whoever showed it to him really needs to pay a dear price.
They really do, because what they like to do now is go, hey, Alexa, play Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas.
Are you serious?
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
A little voice.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
I mean, it's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Alvin.
Alvin!
Okay!
Christmas time!
Nope.
So they found this, and yesterday they decided to really just get their use out of Alexa and the Chipmunk Christmas song.
I forgot how easy Alexa would be to annoy you.
Because the song would finish, and then I'd hear...
You're like, oh, wow, this song is longer than I thought.
Oh, okay, because the song itself is only 2 minutes and 19 seconds. It must be over. Okay, I can move on with life. And then...
Nope.
All right, you chipmunks.
Back again.
Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are.
And I said, hey, guys, what if we listen? If you want Christmas, that's fine. I hear Michael Bublé has a few Christmas tunes.
Fantastic.
That we,
yeah, exactly.
They don't want Michael Bublé.
I'm like, Dad, why would we play that when we could play?
No, all kidding. Right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
At the end of the song, there's actually a point where Dave says, let's not overdo it. That is a line that's at the very end of the song.
Yes.
And then my kids yelled, no, let's overdo it.
Oh, so now they're participating in the song. That's right, great. Ready to sing your song? Do they sing along?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a, yeah. We get the whole thing. I heard this song, no joke, 20 plus times yesterday.
Yeah.
And this part right here.
You're like, kill me now.
Haunted my dreams last night.
Well, Justin and I have already heard it 5. So
you know what? I'm good. I don't need to hear it.
I don't know
anymore.
Why you're dragging us down with you.
You sure?
We didn't have kids.
Turns out Alvin and the Chipmunks have a whole album of Christmas tunes. Thank you for that, Tex.
Oh, I know what I'm getting, Leonella.
That's right.
Yeah.
Justin's Showbiz Beat.
Hey, this Saturday, the 17th, join Mix and John as he's going to be up there from 11 to 1 at the AT&T as they're celebrating the grand opening of their new Heber location. So stop on by, say, hey, I just did a grand opening.
Oh, were you up there?
Yeah, I was at the one in Sugar House, and you get all kinds of fun swag because a lot of the reps are there.
Oh, no kidding.
And so, yes. So, all right. Like, all the companies that make the cases and stuff giving away free stuff.
They're also, the AT&T store in Heber is sponsoring our podcast this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very
which
nice.
Which is cool.
All right, so check this out. So, the LA Rams have a play called the Halle Berry. A lot of times you hear the quarterback get up to the line and then they say something weird like Peyton Manning used to go Omaha all the time.
Omaha.
That means they're calling an audible because they don't like something they see on the defense. Well, I guess that the Rams have one called Halle Berry.
Do you want to hear some audio?
I do want to hear some audio.
You're going to hear other people talking. Those are the sportscasters doing just the normal play-by-play.
But we got to listen for Jared Goff.
But you got to listen for the quarterback. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really next level of quarterbacking from where he was. I mean, it's really impressive to watch.
Did you hear it?
I did hear it.
He's not messing around.
No, and it was Coach Sean McVay said he's designed the play, but he won't reveal what it is. But he said she's a very attractive woman, and the players know that, and that is related to the play.
It's an attractive play.
God, I don't want to know what it is now. And Halle Berry was intrigued by the whole thing, and she's like, hey, what's this all about?
You have a play named after yourself. Like, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. All right, Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
John, you posted something yesterday. It was the very first teaser.
It was the first trailer where they introduced the new character. I think it was Forky.
Forky.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then today you found something new. You were playing this while we were off the air.
So these are two new characters who are going to be voiced by Key and Peele, if you remember them from Comedy Central.
Yes, we totally do.
And they're like... ducks? I don't know. It's funny, though.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. What
do you do? The flying thing he does. Do it. Do it.
Oh,
do it.
To infinity and your mom.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not right.
You sure?
No, that's not right.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
No, let me show you.
To insanity and a blonde. What do you even...
That's how it goes.
It's to infinity and beyond. That's the stupidest thing I've heard.
You can't go to infinity, dummy. It's impossible.
He up here talking about infinity.
You don't go beyond infinity.
You don't know nothing about science.
That's pretty good.
If you that's know, what it's about, I can't wait.
What I was most excited about, if you're ever in our office, you'll probably hear me and John make a your mom joke to each other.
Oh, yeah. It is a great way to open the show and really get the blood going in the morning.
We really just throw them back and forth. I'm so glad to know that other people are still doing mom jokes.
Because they've been around a long time.
Because I thought it was just me and John with your mom.
Listen, Key and Peele are still doing that.
Yeah. Still doing it.
And they're like comedy icons now. So
that's good stuff. All right, guys, that's the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Justin. Tiffany, rapid fire trivia. You want to play?
Sure.
All right, Tiffany, here's how it works. You have 30 seconds to answer our 10 trivia questions. If you run out of time, the next caller in gets to start back at question one, okay?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, today is Start a Rumor Day, so I have famous rumor trivia. Answer all 10 correct, and you get a $50 gift card from our friends over at CW30 and Last Man Standing. Justin, 30 seconds on the clock.
We're ready.
Here we go. This former president wore wooden teeth.
Of Washington.
Aliens live at this base in Nevada.
E.T.
No, it's a base. It's called, it's a number.
No,
it's a, that's a good way.
It's a numbered space.
It's a number, yeah. So it'd be.
Apollo 13.
Like area something.
I don't.
Time.
That's all right. You know what? It's going to be a hard one. But Tiffany, thank you for calling and playing.
Thank you.
Steve, rapid fire trivia. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're playing for a $50 gift card. Today is Start a Rumor Day, so I have famous rumor trivia. Justin, 30 seconds on the clock.
We're ready.
This former president wore wooden teeth.
It was George Washington.
Aliens live at this base in Nevada.
Area 51.
Eating this candy while drinking Coke will make your stomach explode.
Mentos.
What is the name of the lost city that's sunken under the ocean?
Atlantis.
This amusement park creator's body is frozen.
Walt Disney.
This type of animal allegedly lives in the sewers of New York.
Turtles.
It's not turtles.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's,
Rats.
No.
It's
the
time. You're doing so well, too.
I don't know if I know the answer to that one now.
You don't know the answer to that one? This Gator.
Neither did. Well, why are you Gator. Giving out the answer?
I want the next person to do really well.
All right, Steve. I'm sorry, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
I'll tell you also that I had Pop Rocks as the answer for number three, but so many people in the office told me that it's actually Mentos.
It's Mentos.
I always heard Pop Rocks growing up would make...
A Mentos.
All right, fine. Whatever. Call our dude if you want to play. Call us right now. Hey, Cassie, rapid fire trivia. How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. Let's find out.
All right, a $50 gift card on the line. 30 seconds on the clock. Justin?
I'm ready.
This former president wore wooden teeth.
George Washington.
Aliens live at this base in Nevada.
Area 51.
Eating this candy while drinking Coke will make your stomach explode.
Mentos.
What is the name of the lost city that's sunken under the ocean?
Atlantis.
This amusement park's creator's body is frozen.
Walt Disney.
This type of animal allegedly lives in the sewers of New York.
Gators.
Which famous scientist allegedly failed math?
Albert Einstein.
A star on this sucker's wrapper wins you a prize.
Tootsie Roll Pop.
This American hero rode down the street yelling, "The British are coming!"
Paul Revere.
These people were burnt at the stakes in Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem Witch Hunter.
Oh my gosh, so close. I'm sorry. Thanks, Cassie.
Okay.
Call us right now. Hey, Dallas, rapid fire trivia. Do you want to play?
Yeah.
All right, you're playing for a $50 gift card. Today is Start a Rumor Day, so I have famous rumor trivia. Justin, 30 seconds on the clock.
We're ready.
Here we go. This former president wore wooden teeth.
George Washington.
Aliens live at this base in Nevada.
Area 51.
Eating this candy while drinking Coke will make your stomach explode.
Mentos.
What is the name of the lost city that's sunken under the ocean?
Atlantis.
This amusement park's creator's body is frozen.
Walt Disney.
This type of animal allegedly lives in the sewers of New York.
Gators.
Which famous scientist failed math?
Albert Einstein.
A star on this sucker's wrapper wins you a prize.
Tootsies.
This American hero rode down the streets yelling, "The British are coming!"
Paul Revere.
These people were burnt at the stakes in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, witches.
Yay! Yay! Okay. Dallas, you got it. We're going to give you a $50 gift card.
Oh, hey, cool.
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yes.
All right. We have talked before about this, but it is true. If you hold your key fob up to your chin, it will increase the range to lock or unlock your car.
I know. I do that.
Why?
I don't know why.
Because your head acts as a conductor?
Because the fluids in your head act as a conductor that make it more powerful. Get the big brains on Jackson. Your conductor would be very large.
Sure. I tried to get you turkeys to come do this with me every day last week, and we didn't do it.
Hey, I was just reminded that we do a podcast extra.
Oh, we still do that.
We're still doing that.
Oh, he tried to get out of it.
He's like running out of here. This is just for you, our podcast listeners. Kind of a thank you for downloading it each and every day. We do appreciate it. I won Choose the News by a very thin margin. So there were three good stories.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember what your stories were?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
They have Monopoly for millennials now. And this is a real thing from Hasbro. And basically, they're saying that it's awful right out of the gate. Just it's a flop. Here's the thing. It's a collection of stereotypes when it comes to game pieces like hashtags.
Yeah.
The rules were, like, this is a real thing. Whoever is in debt the most in real life gets to go first. The slogan on the box says, quote, "Forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway."
It's true, though.
I don't mind it.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. I think it's silly. Like,
as a proud millennial,
what are the properties then? Like, what are you buying? Are you not? So are you not buying homes?
And I mean, you must not be. Yeah, you probably still are because they didn't vary far off from what the real game is.
Yeah,
they just put some different, like, you know, slang words and.
It's like every other special edition Monopoly board.
Got it.
Star Wars Monopoly. It's, you can own the Empire,
but it's still the same game.
Yeah, it's still the same game. Yeah.
I used to love when they did all of those when they first started them and they had all the different cities.
Yeah, well, and they used to be pretty cool and unique, and
yeah.
Now it just feels like a joyless cash grab.
We played Candyland. Let me tell you, that game does not hold
it's
up.
It's lame.
It doesn't?
Oh, man. My kids love that game. We played it twice yesterday. Luckily, it goes fast, but you don't, like, roll die or anything. You draw a card, and it tells you which tile to go to.
Yeah.
It's an awful game.
Well, and it's built specifically to teach kids, like, oh, here's how rules work,
and look
at colors and stuff. They haven't gotten to Monopoly yet.
No, that's hard.
We're really getting into domestic violence situations.
I want Liam to start playing Risk so we can waste hours of our life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Teach him Risk.
All right, Jackson, what's yours?
So my story comes to us from Devon, England. A firefighter was getting a haircut. Joe Cartwright had about half of his head shaved when he gets called to a barn fire and he has to respond immediately. You know, these guys can't just like hang out. They're like, I'll get to that fire in a second.
Right. We had a firefighter with our AMA and he talked about how they would leave grocery shopping like right in the middle.
Full carts right in the middle to go out. Well, he ran in to fight this fire with half of a haircut and he has not heard the end of it from his buddies.
No kidding.
Yeah, because it really wasn't that big a deal. He shows up, and they've already pretty much put it out.
Yeah.
So he just shows up with half of a haircut. Joe will never live that down.
Comes in, hey, guys, I made it. What's up? No, we're fine, man. What's up with your hair?
So remember how you had like a half beard for a week?
Yeah.
Imagine having half a head of hair.
Oh,
how silly would that be?
That is funny. You're going to spend almost $100,000 on Christmas in your lifetime. To me, that sounds low.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Super low.
That's how I feel. They say you will spend $235 per year on decorations for your home.
Mm. That sounds high.
$300 on food. Here's the one that I think is low. $375 on gifts. I think in this day and age, with the amount of people you have to buy for, and
yeah.
I mean, we used to do like $5 gifts, and I think we moved that up to what, 10?
10, and we live in Utah.
Right.
So I had a buddy recently. He just moved here from California, and he was just like, you know what I found out last year in Utah? You have to do neighbor gifts.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, I've never heard of that. Neighbor gift, I don't understand what that is.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And he's like, apparently, when you live in Utah, you have to get a present for every person you've ever met.
Yeah.
So your dentist and any dentist you had before that, and every teacher has to get something.
Oh, I'm telling you. What Jen spends on our teachers, and I appreciate what our teachers do, but I'm like, we're not buying our own family members like
gifts
the amount.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can we scale it back just a little bit? Yeah. She's like, no.
Jen goes hard.
Yeah.
Also, like, she makes the money.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
You don't get much
Trust
say.
Me. You remind me. She reminds me. this year also, like, we got caught up in the being booed. Do you know what that
yes,
is?
Yes, we had that a couple years ago.
It's where someone bakes treats for you and puts it on your doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to go boo another neighbor.
And you can't break it or you're the jerk of the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, well, why don't we just not do it? And Jen's like, no, the neighborhood will know we stopped it.
Yeah.
She's like, don't be that guy.
I was that guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Would you like to know what kind of guy my family was?
Yes.
We just take the cookies and threw the ghost away. And we would pretend like we never got it. So then the other houses would continue to give us cookies all Halloween.
Smart man right there.
And we just kept throwing the paper away instead of putting it up in our window. Man, my family was trashy. My family was so trashy.
All right. I wanted to get to this story. I felt like as much as I wanted to talk about it on air, I did not feel like it was worth our radio show's airtime, but it's definitely worth my time because there's a new list from BuzzFeed of the 30 worst things that Friends characters did to each other.
Okay.
John,
you know that Jen and I are watching Friends every night. Last night, Brad Pitt did a cameo.
How was it?
It was so funny. It was the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
And Friends Thanksgiving episodes are the best.
They are the best. Well, and Bob's Burgers.
It turns out that pretty much this list hates Ross. Everyone hates Ross.
I wonder why.
You know why, John?
I'm Team Ross.
Do you know why they hate Ross?
Why?
Because Ross sucks.
Ross does not suck.
He's the worst friend.
Listen, he's made a couple poor decisions. Hi. And, like, that's all. Like, he's trying to be a good guy. He's trying to be a dad to all of his different baby mamas out there. Number one, Ross going from person to person trying to keep Rachel from finding out he cheated on her.
Oh, yeah.
Ross cheating while he and Rachel were on a break, then hiding the woman in his apartment when they got back together.
Oh.
Well, no, technically speaking.
Yeah.
It's not cheating if you're on a break.
They were on a break.
Yep.
When Ross yelled at Rachel for not getting ready fast enough.
Yeah, that was not very nice.
It's my house every time we have a thing on a Friday or Saturday night. When Ross made a list with Joey and Chandler's help of all the pros and cons of dating Rachel versus Julie.
Oh.
I feel, you know what? Out of all of Ross's girlfriends, Julie was perfect for him.
Julie was great.
I don't remember her.
And Rachel ruined that for Ross.
Wait until you meet Charlie. Charlie's the best.
Oh, is Charlie kind of towards the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
She really is the best.
I don't know who he's dating. Ross dates more than anyone on the show.
Oh, yeah. He gets around.
Yeah.
Even though he's a mediocre, boring man.
Right. When Rachel invited himself to be Monica's roommate, or herself to be Monica's roommate, after not seeing her for years.
Yeah.
It is weird. That pilot episode, it's like Rachel and Monica barely know each other, and she moves in. But then you find out they have a whole backstory together.
Well, like, I don't know. I could see that.
Really?
Do you know how many people I haven't talked to for years?
A lot.
Most people.
When everyone forced Monica to make special Thanksgiving dishes for them, and then everything burned in the oven because they got locked out of the apartment.
Well, some of these I don't remember seeing, but again, I haven't seen every single episode.
When Monica and Chandler kept Joey from telling everyone they were a couple, that he had to start pretending he was a pervert.
I'm Joey. I'm disgusting.
When Ross refused to tell Rachel he didn't get their drunken Las Vegas marriage annulled.
That was so super messed up, but it led to one of my favorite scenes where they talk about in front of the judge.
Oh, the judge.
Ross's IV drug problems.
And finally, when Ross didn't trust Rachel to be alone with her male coworker, that's when Ross was the biggest tool.
At which time?
No, when they did at the beginning, and she has the coworker.
Mark.
But I'll say this, Mark made a move. So Ross was right.
No,
Ross was right.
Don't you ever say that in front of me again. How dare you?
Other stuff of the worst things Friends characters did to each other. Rachel being too embarrassed to jog with Phoebe.
Oh, but that was really funny.
Chandler hooking up with one of Joey's sisters and then forgetting which one. Monica hitting Ross's son's head on a beam and then trying to keep it from Ross.
Yeah, no joke.
And Joey wearing all of Chandler's clothes, but no underwear.
Gross. How did Joey and Chandler leaving the baby on the bus not make the list? Because they left the baby on the bus only to hit on a woman. Uh-huh. That was the only reason they did that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. How about the fact that back in the day, Ross and his friend made a rumor about Rachel that she was a hermaphrodite?
Back in the old days of TV,
when you could make
jokes about hermaphrodites.
I know, exactly. All right. If you're still listening, thank you for listening to our podcast. New episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.